Hey there, everybody. We are going low-tech today. Welcome to Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. This is the weekly wrap-up where we get you caught up on the week's biggest stories, the least depressing way possible. Like us on Facebook, and you can still subscribe free to the weekly wrap-up at the iTunes Store. I am your host, Ken August. I am joined today by a friend of the show and frequent guest and very funny co-host of Registered Ear Offenders, also on this station, Mr. Sal Rodriguez. How are you, buddy?
Hello there, Ken August. It's a pleasure to be here.
I like when you call me by both names. That's nice. That is nice. And if you will help me welcome for the first time, holy crap, he's here.
Wow, with such gravitas, you say.
For the first time.
The first time here.
In a world.
Host of The Call Sheet, also on this same network, and a living piece of Hollywood history. Keith Coogan is here.
Yeah, I'm a piece, all right.
I would like to say, let the listeners know how sexy Keith looks when he rides up on his motorcycle. He was standing at a light on the motorcycle. He spit. He looked like James Dean. I swear to God.
That's the Hollywood history part, dude. You know who his grandfather is?
Yeah, man. It's because of his grandfather. My parents didn't take my money when I was a kid.
Well, is that and that you didn't have any money?
That too.
What, were they going to take the $4 and run? Where were they going with it? Welcome, everyone. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 800-893-9562. We got a big show today. We're 2 days before the election. We'll obviously be talking about Hurricane Sandy and the devastation she's caused and the ongoing recovery effort. Mayor Bloomberg bowed to public pressure and decided to cancel today's New York City Marathon. I guess he figured thousands of marathon runners being chased by an angry mob is probably not a great idea. Great for marathon times, but not a great idea. Just days before the election, New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie has been praising President Obama for his response to the storm, which has made some Romney supporters a little uneasy. They're claiming that Governor Christie just gets delusional when he goes 45 minutes without eating. And China has a new proposal to end the almost two-year-old Syrian civil war. Sounds a lot like the other rejected proposals, but this one's in Chinese. So hopefully that'll make a difference. And we'll talk a little entertainment, a little sports, probably a little less sports now because my fantasy teams are comically bad.
And Keith Coogan's here.
I don't want to put Keith to sleep. We'll go over some headlines, and it's going to be a prediction show, a big prediction show for us. Although, Keith, you're going to get off basically one prediction. It's going to be sports. You can give me one if you'd like.
Oh, that's fine.
We're going to, I'm going to want a prediction as who's going to win the election in 2 days.
Oh, shit.
I want the prediction of who's going to win the NBA championship this year since the season just started. And I would also like you to predict how badly Disney is going to screw up the Star Wars franchise.
Ooh, good.
You didn't tell me I was going to have to bring my tarot cards today, Ken.
I didn't know you had tarot cards. I would have told you.
I have two decks. I have a Rider-Waite deck.
That is nice. That is nice. A trick deck of tarot cards. That is nice. First, let's get to Hurricane Sandy and listen to this from NBC News.
Millions of viewers cannot see this broadcast because they're heading into another night in the dark. A huge area of the country on its knees where life has ground to a halt because of this one storm. The death toll is now at least 40. The biggest city in the country has been staggered. Power is out for more than 8 million homes and businesses, and that's an early lowball estimate across 15 states. An early guess at the cost of this storm would begin at $50 billion in damage and lost business. And the map of the Atlantic coastline, especially the Jersey Shore, has been simply redrawn in some areas.
That's nice. Map of, I don't know what was going on there. Apparently the hurricane started back up. So the map of New Jersey, the Jersey Shore is gone. The situation is fine, but Jersey Shore has been wiped out.
Well, that's the worst news of all.
Yeah.
They had Snooki and they had the Hurricane Sandy. And
one of them
came and wrecked the roller coaster and just wrecked the T-shirt store, and the other one's a hurricane.
We obviously hope anyone that has been affected, all people that have been affected, will recover as fast
now
as
well
as
possible. Now he's the evacuation. It's his nickname, Mike.
The evacuation?
The evacuation.
That is nice. He can't spell that either, so that's nice. Have either one of you guys ever been in anything even close to a storm like that, a hurricane, an earthquake? Mm. Keith, you've been
in
here for years.
I watched a storm eat the Santa Monica Pier.
You saw that?
On the news. You know, you were watching, you know, you were miles away up the coast or whatever, but we saw, the, you know, on the news, the pier just get eaten by the ocean.
You're talking about, wait, which Hurricane Sandy?
Or no,
talking
no, no, here.
Years
right,
ago.
Years ago, here. I'd been in something like that, but no hurricane. We don't get that on the West Coast.
Yeah, they rebuilt the pier. The pier that we have now in Santa Monica is the rebuilt pier.
The hell did it look like before?
Exactly the same.
Really? Nice. It's creative. Nice. I've been in a handful of earthquakes here. Only one was it long enough for me to look around and go, holy shit, it's an earthquake. Outside of that...
Was that the 94 North?
No, region? No, I wasn't here. This was a handful of years ago. It still wasn't that big of a deal. It was just big enough for, you know, things to fall off the shelf.
I was living at home at the time of the 94 earthquake, and my mother woke me up like, Salvador, get up. The Virgin Mary is falling off the shelf.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't seat the Virgin Mary on a shelf. Give the woman a chair, for the love of God. What does it matter with you?
Also, I gave my mother an accent, and she has no accent whatsoever.
Is that true? That's true. I would tell you that's a horrible impression of your mother, but I haven't met your mother.
She speaks better English than I do.
They're getting some power back. There's over 100 people confirmed dead between U.S. and Canada.
I don't know if you've read, Ken, but this storm is so incredibly terrible, has wreaked such havoc across the East. They've went from naming it Hurricane Sandy to Hurricane Sandusky.
Yeah, they did. Look at you. You were all revved up for that one. Nice.
I've been waiting an hour for that.
Like, get me to the Sandy.
I noticed on the Centers for Disease Control site and emergency government emergency sites, FEMA even did zombie preparedness. And they would put, just like their regular press releases, they go, hey, you know, we want to warn everybody about the incoming zombie invasion. You know, have food for 10 days and this and stuff, first aid kit. It was like anything that you could apply to the zombie invasion would work in a riot, a flood, a fire, a famine.
Shoot them in the head.
Sadly, they do that as well. I mean, people are starting to freak out. There's powers coming on. There were originally over 8 million people left without power. Power's coming back on. It recently came on to most of Manhattan. But we're still talking about, you know, we're still talking about gas lines are absurd.
I wonder how many women's, like, farms in Farmville went fallow and, like, died. Their raspberries died. Like, she wasn't on Facebook for 8 days.
The power went out, and that's the equivalent of a Farmville, some sort of apocalypse in Farmville?
Yeah.
A big Farmville drought?
Ken, nice. We're going to talk about the marathon again. We're going to touch on that, or we're not going to?
Yeah, we'll get
animals. At least they did do the animal rescue when we're trying to rescue the animals this time with the peeps. That was very nice of them. The marathon, they should have run it. And then while they're running, they could have been like helping people. Hey,
you know, the funny thing is first of all, I had that theory as well. I thought they should pack up the runners with a whole bunch of supplies, run them through the area, and then they can hand out supplies. It's a little pack mule action. And then they get lighter as the race goes on, so they cruise through.
They'd be the Federal Emergency Marathon Agency.
Nice. Nice.
I've been waiting for 3 hours for that one.
Nice to know you were prepared in
advance.
Are we
going to go back to the marathon? Are we going to go back to talk about
it? I had something prepped for that.
I got another one. Are we going to revisit
my pocket on that one?
You know, strange thing is, so they canceled.
Yeah, they played fucking the Madison Square Garden. They played a basketball game.
And the Giants are playing right now.
That's bullshit. Marathon?
No, see, because we don't like black men to run 26 miles only up and down a court during disasters.
Unless they're being chased.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. First of all, there was a lot of backlash. He wanted to do it. Mayor Bloomberg wanted to do it.
Don't take any extra manpower.
He was saying it doesn't take any extra manpower. It wouldn't be taking any resources from, you know, recovery effort. I don't know how that's possible. Where are these extra people coming from? But that being said, you know, I don't know why they didn't just postpone it as opposed to cancel it.
They should have run it, and they should have done a quick telethon for the marathon and been like, donate for relief.
They did do a telethon, just not the marathon people. The telethon the other day made $23 million already. $23 million. Half of that is to go to, I believe, Christina Aguilera's makeup. But everything else.
You know what I believe, Ken, that they should have kept the marathon? Is because after 9/11, what were we all told? Get back to your lives. Go shopping. Don't let the terrorists win. Well, if we don't get on with our lives after Hurricane Sandy, we're letting Mother Nature win. The greatest terrorist of all.
McCain wants to bomb Mother Nature pretty soon. He's going to declare war on Mother Nature.
After 9/11, there were hot dog carts right there helping the first responders. They're like, hey, how you going? Two for one.
Two for one. You know, they are doing a lot of things. Like cab drivers, there was a rule now. Cab drivers are allowed to pick up more than one person at the same time going to a different place. They can double up on fares.
And the situation is allowed to pick up on more than one chick.
I imagine there's people standing on the other side of the bridge with a sign like, "We'll be your third person for $20 to get into the city."
I think that sign's always there.
Oh,
for transportation, yes.
Yeah. You know how it's a serious emergency when you see on the news that beer companies are running off huge pallets of water in cans of beer.
Really?
Yeah. And that's I remember that from the 80s.
They did that in Northridge Quake here in Los Angeles, too. The beer companies put water in the cans, which I thought is bullshit. If during a disaster, I want to get drunk.
Yeah, you don't want
to. Or worse, you think you got beer and you open it up and it's like, this tastes like water.
Not only is everything going horribly wrong, but now I just got ripped off on my beer.
I can't drown my childhood in this.
No, I can try, but no, I can't. They're rationing off gas. You can get 10 gallons. That's it, which basically probably gives you enough to get back online and wait for gas again.
And even odd. Even, like, it's even odd number days for
really?
Your license plate.
That's what they did during the oil crisis in the 70s. People had the even and the odd, and then people used to have two license plates.
We did.
And they would switch them.
We did. My parents didn't switch them.
Did nice. He? The Coogans, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
They were bandit fucking gypsies.
Here come the Coogans.
A band of fucking gypsies, he says. Very, very nice. So you guys think they should have run a marathon or no? Do you think they shouldn't have?
Yeah, I think they should.
You know what? Here's my, I thought it should have been postponed. I'm a big fan of get, you know, keep living your life. But there's a lot of people. If you're digging your house or looking for bodies and you're digging stuff from your house out of a big pile of rubble, you're not necessarily looking to see people having a race.
Yeah, but the canyons are like, You guys, you can't run through a flood. We run through civil wars.
And also, everyone
they
had to go on.
Like
Bush said, do your duty, go out, shop. Yep. You know, it was September 11th, but he wants that Christmas for all the stores to get in the black.
That was until Obama got in office. Now they don't like black anymore.
No, but now it's like we could take on, terrorists, fine, great. We're depressions, dust bowls, throw whatever you could throw at this country. But weather, and everyone's been denying the climate change thing. And then the weather
and we'll get,
knocks
yeah,
it on its ass.
Yeah, we will get to the climate change thing and whether or not that becomes an issue because Mayor Bloomberg ended up endorsing Obama over that. But what do you think about the recovery? Obama came in. He's been all over it, obviously. There's been, only less than a week. This happens less than a week before the election.
Pooping little rescue kits everywhere.
He's yeah.
Like, hey, can I just say one thing?
Doing?
Can you know...
Poop.
They have a 5K. They run it here at the Universal Studios back lot. And you get to run not only by the Psycho House and by Jaws and all that, but you get to run by this recreation of an airplane disaster. You get
to run
from
War of the Worlds.
From War of the Worlds. They should just bring the marathon to the Universal Studios back lot, and it would almost be like they're running, during all the wreckage.
And they can do it during the Halloween haunt, which I was at recently, and then they can be chased by zombies, and you can tie Keith's theory in earlier.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And you'll
be chased by people dressed as Keith's gypsy parents,
the Halloween jaunt.
So Obama was in New Jersey. It's a week beforehand. He's touring everything with Chris Christie, Republican governor, who goes on Fox and Friends, and they talk about this.
We understand the president has declared New York and New Jersey disaster areas already. How does that help you?
Helps us tremendously. I spoke to the president three times yesterday. He called me for the last time at midnight last night asking what he could do. I said if he could expedite designating New Jersey as a major disaster area, that would help us to get federal money and resources in here as quickly as possible to help clean up the damage here. The president was great last night. He said he would get it done. At 2 a.m., I got a call from FEMA to answer a couple of final questions, and then he signed the declaration this morning. So I have to give the president great credit. He's been on the phone with me three times in the last 24 hours. He has been very attentive, and anything that I've asked for, he's gotten to me. So I thank the president publicly for that. He has done, as far as I'm concerned, a great job for New Jersey.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw that interview. He looked exhausted, looked like he hadn't slept in days. And there's no time where you're like, Chris Christie's looking good. But, he looked exhausted. And this fake Ed Begley Jr. looking dude, Meathead, is asking some of the dumbest questions I had ever heard. Since Chris Christie was going around giving Obama all this praise, a lot of Republicans are not real happy about that. They can't say a lot, but they're not real happy about it.
You know what I'm not happy about? Who names their kid Chris Christie? That's like naming me Sal Salvador. Who does that?
I kind of wish your name was Sal Salvador.
Did you see Janet Napolitano rocking the other day?
No, what did she have to say?
She was down there with them. There was a huge, it was part of a big press conference, and Janet was down there as well. And looking Kathy Bates-ish, I guess, is the best way I could really describe it. Not, honey, come on. You're about to go on with cameras and stuff. And
not,
it was,
not radio.
She was just kind of hanging. I think she talked a little bit. Then she was walking around, and different networks were like ambushing her as she's trying to walk from A to B. But she was great in stopping and, you know, talking to them. It was just very, she looked very enjoyed.
What did she say? Did she say anything?
Oh, they criticized her. They're like, this is another fucking Katrina. The storm happened on this day, you know, on Monday. Here it is, Friday. She's like, well, actually, we did get the stuff moved in. The goods were here. We didn't have the distribution centers, you know, locally. We had to find out where to stage. Why was this area left alone for so long? They're like, you know, we're getting hit. So many areas were hit. She was doing a good job of like covering their ass, but also saying we had moved really fast.
They had. As a matter of fact, the former head of FEMA who was in charge, Michael Brown, who was in charge of FEMA during Katrina disaster.
Good job, Brownie.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. Good job, Brownie. Had basically had come out and asked why Obama reacted so quickly. That was his complaint. That was his criticism. But while still on Fox and Friends, fake Ed Begley Jr. Asked this question about Romney coming in.
And the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, joins us live. Good morning to you, Governor.
Good morning.
Over the last couple of months, you have appeared throughout the country, Governor, on behalf of Mitt Romney, talking him up for President of the United States. We hear that perhaps he's going to, Mr. Romney may do some storm-related events. Is there any possibility that Governor Romney may go to New Jersey to tour some of the damage with you?
I have no idea, nor am I the least bit concerned or interested.
Right.
I've got a job to do here in New Jersey that's much bigger than presidential politics, and I could care less about any of that stuff. I have a job to do. I've got 2.4 million people out of power. I've got devastation on the shore. I've got floods in the northern part of my state. If you think right now I give a damn about presidential politics, then you don't know me.
Not interested in Romney coming over for Pictionary.
Well, that was the thing.
And you don't know me. You don't know me.
There were some people on the left that liked to, because they have to run with shit when they can, who like to say, well, that was a slight towards Romney. He's saying, what is he going to do? He can't help me. But what can he do? He's not president.
He's not the president.
So to me, that was just such a stupid question. And Chris Christie did not have the time or energy to deal with, hey, perhaps Romney's going to come storm-related events. They're not events, dude. They're not fundraisers right now. These are not events. These are people that have died or have lost a lot of shit. This is damage. This is a catastrophe. And he comes with, is he going to come to the storm-related events? absolutely ridiculous.
The thing I really love the most about getting to see these things that occur on the news, though, is for once you get to see the president and the nominees wear jeans.
Does what's his name? Romney does not look normal in jeans. He doesn't look comfortable in jeans. Doesn't look comfortable. I can probably just stop the sentence there.
He looks like probably he had to buy jeans. How many buttons down to go on the shirt? Like one more button? No, that's too sexy. One up? I don't know. He's working. No, he's getting pit stains. One more button down. Okay.
How's this looking with my members only jacket? My members only jacket is kind of ruffled here.
The members only jacket he lent to Ahmadinejad.
When Bush went down to 9/11, his bullhorn moment.
Yeah.
And he rallied everyone. That was what was exactly needed at that time. And there was no race going. There was no, you know, presidential race. It was just a moment of him finally going down. Is it safe? Any more planes in the air? No? Okay, I'll go down there.
And that was his moment, and that was also Giuliani's moment. This is one thing that drove me a little nuts. It's always drove me a little nuts. Besides the fact that Giuliani, nobody has ever tried to milk 9/11 like Giuliani has. But what has driven me nuts about that is he gets so much credit. And I gave him credit when it happened, Bush as well, for that little speech there and all that stuff. But what would somebody else do? If Giuliani wasn't mayor of New York, would another mayor of New York have waved a white flag? Would they not have gone? They wouldn't have listened to their PR people and said, hey, go tour the area and give a speech? Like,
you'd have to be the worst politician in the history of politics to do nothing.
Good job, but you did what every single person would have done. You would have toured the damage. The same thing Obama's doing right now. If he wasn't in office, another president would have done the same thing.
Is it because we've gotten so complacent with horrible customer service that when anybody just does their job, we're like, wow, oh my God.
Especially in politics.
Exactly.
Yes,
they're just doing office. What they're supposed to do.
The president's like progressive. It's like he's just there, man.
Now, here's
the
quote.
We're out of fucking eggs. I heard you need eggs.
That would be Clinton. Clinton would do that. Now, here's the thing.
If you're making ribs, maybe.
Or Clinton, that'd be nice.
Hey, you got some ribs.
He may not leave if you had ribs.
A nice looking young daughter there. How you doing? I was governor and president.
Easy, press. She's 12.
Okay. I'll wait.
Here's a quote from Michael Brown, former FEMA, by the way. Former FEMA head. Hurricane Sandy should teach us to be prepared, willing to live without the modern conveniences of elevators, computers, and refrigerators. Hurricane Sandy should teach us all to chill. This is the man who had to resign because FEMA was so bad under the last catastrophe.
Did he tweet that?
You know what? He may have. This was in an interview.
What was that first quote? Enough. Basically, he's saying we should all be Amish? Is that what he said in that first
part? No, he's saying, no, be prepared to be Amish. You don't have to be Amish, but when shit goes down, don't complain. Just Amish up. That's what he's saying.
The only thing I envy about the Amish is they don't got to put up with leaf blowers. That's what I envy about the Amish.
That's it, huh?
That's it, man. I hate leaf blowers. This is a Mexican on the air saying he fucking hates leaf blowers.
Nice.
No, but because of that, every Wednesday they have to have pick the leaf day. They go out and one by one.
Yeah, early morning butter churning
with little marbles in them, so it hurts their feet because God is watching.
Who is churning thy butter?
Pick all the leaves up. God, come here, little lassie, churn my butter.
So obviously, with the election, everyone's asking Romney what he would do with FEMA. FEMA is obviously a big topic, and just a few months ago in the Republican debates, he basically said this from CNN.
What else, Governor Romney? You've been a chief executive of state. I was just in Joplin, Missouri. I've been in Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee and other communities dealing with whether it's the tornadoes, the flooding, and worse. FEMA's about to run out of money, and there are some people who say do it on a case-by-case basis, and some people who say, you know, maybe we're learning a lesson here that the states should take on more of this role. How do you deal with something like that?
Absolutely. Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better.
Okay, so private sector. So rescue for profit.
It's that's a rescue voucher. So, you know, you're going to get, we don't have any food, but here's a voucher. You can go have to walk 300
anywhere.
Miles for an open Sevi that hasn't been rated yet. Yeah. But you're going to find Piggly Wiggly or some shit like that.
You can here's use this however you want. Yes. I like it. That is nice.
That's good. Vouchers.
How do you argue that? Now, of course, the other day he was asked 14 times while he was trying to get photographed, you know, gathering cans of food, and he ignored it.
Did you know that he was at the Red Cross event, right? And he said,
when they were handing out food to people to hand back to him?
He had an event, and the intro to the event was cans of food. He asked people to bring them in the flyers and stuff like that. And if you didn't have them, they went out to the local Walmart and bought
like $5,000 worth of canned food, gave it to people
to give back to donate.
Now, here's the interesting...
to the website. If you go to the website, it says things we need, and it listed all the stuff they needed, and it was like things we don't need, and canned food was one of the things
they don't accept the canned... They don't just accept a whole bunch of canned food. That's not how they do it.
Well, canned food sucks. When I was a kid, and they would have the canned food drives at school, my mother would send me with all the shit we never used, like canned okra.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but
exactly.
Sure.
Nobody knows what it is. People give the worst shit as canned food. Nobody's giving Denison's chili.
No, they're not.
Poisoning. You're like, this one's a little bubbly on the lid. When it expired 62. All right, here you go.
There's rust on it. Give him that one.
Now, do you think this helps? Does this help the president? Does the storm help the president? Does it not? Was it just a timeout in the campaign?
I think it helps the president. Sure, because he's doing his job. And because obviously Chris Christie's doing a job, everybody that's doing their job now, it's great for re-election time. This storm could be called the perfect storm for a re-election of Barack Obama.
I think it's based on the last 4 years rather than the last 4 days, because every president, like you said earlier with Giuliani, what are they going to do? Not do something? At least Bush flew over and looked out a window.
Yeah,
of his plane.
This is after
that was a great picture.
Right,
that was Katrina. Immediately after that, he's like, "We're not landing down there."
You're talking about Katrina as opposed to 9/11, where he just kept reading. But still,
when there's a war, a president is more likely to be reelected. And I believe during this disaster, actually, the best thing that could happen for Barack Obama would be if we had a second storm. That would be the best thing for his reelection, because people would think, oh, well, we need to keep him there to keep, you know, FEMA moving along and everything moving along. Because doesn't the president appoint the FEMA head?
Yes. But there's enough people on the right that think he's the Antichrist, where if we have another storm like that, they're going to be sure he's the Antichrist.
Well, how about this then? A new thing comes along. The president can institute it during his term right now. Food for votes. For me. It'll be similar to the voucher program that Keith has professed. This would be, you know, you give me your vote, I'll give you some Denison's chili.
I like it. Now, here's the thing is Mayor Bloomberg from New York.
I love Denison's
chili. Denison's chili is getting a lot of play out of you today. Mayor Bloomberg, who did not ran on the Republican ticket, although calls himself an independent, and did not endorse Obama last time, just endorsed Obama this time. Quote, "This November, vote for a president who will lead on climate change," he wrote, Keith, on Twitter, which is, I believe, how our forefathers used to endorse yes. people. They would tweet, "I hereby tweet thy endorsement to..."
The fireside twits of FDR. You know, FDR was short. He was shortening it because, you know, Franklin, Delano, Roosevelt, it's Twitter. You just use a shorter handle. So his was at FDR.
Yeah, because he had to fit in 140 characters. Yeah, he couldn't do the whole name. That would use like half of it.
I mean, this is the reason why I think, and now will it make enough of a difference? I don't know. But this is the reason why I think the storm, if anything, has any effect on the election, works in Obama's favor. Besides the keynote speaker for the Republican Party praising him over and over and over again, the man who they continue to say wouldn't work across. I mean, once again, what's he going to do? Not give relief? Of course he is. But Chris Christie's giving him all sorts of praise, and Romney had to take a few days off of attacking. So I think those things combined, and now you add in, you get prominent politicians and some other people who maybe just kept their mouth shut about believing in climate change going, oh, you know what? My house just you know, rode away in a wave. So maybe there is something to it.
Why do we, as a nation, as a society, why do we need horrific events in order to say, hey, let's stop the bullshit and do our jobs? Why do we need that?
They know what? They're back to bullshit in 2 weeks anyway. So for those that lost their homes and family members and stuff, but the and they'll be rebuilding.
Well, this is my argument, though. What you were saying, it, and I'm not saying it shouldn't. In theory, you're right. When we were talking about whether this will help, and you were saying it should come down to the last 3 to 4 years and not the last 4 days. However, there's a reason Twitter exists, is because people here have no attention span.
What?
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why it's like during any campaign, it's, ooh, here's a huge story until the next huge story comes out. You know, oh, here's a leaked video.
There's been a lot of early voting already. Many people voted before the storm hit.
Yeah. Yeah, go vote again, people. If you've changed your mind, go vote again.
I'm undecided. I don't know. I'm almost in the voting booth. I better make up my mind soon. Let me flip a fucking coin.
Well, they're going the big states. Right now, there's a handful of states, swing states, that are close. And, you know, since Romney pulled it close with that first debate when Obama slept through it.
Wait, what's a swing state?
Swing state are these states that basically aren't heavily Democratic or heavily Republican and can kind of go each way.
Yeah, oh, and historically states have like a record of flip-flopping. You can't really count on them.
No, I didn't know. I thought it was states that like orgy sex. That's what I thought.
It could be both. Can it not be? Virginia's in there. So Virginia's for lovers, orgy sex lovers, perhaps. Virginia, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, New Hampshire, Virginia, Wisconsin, those are all. Ohio is the big one. No Republican has ever won the presidency without winning the state of Ohio. Never. Never happened. They have spent $181 million in ads in Ohio recently, and the winner of Ohio has won the election the last 12 times.
How did presidents get elected before commercials? How did they do it?
Well, the best part is when they first started. When they first started, they must have been caught all the time going from city to city and saying something and then going to another city and saying the opposite.
They actually didn't do that because they did the debates. They would go together and both debate. So they always knew, like, well, that's bullshit. In the last town, you said this or so. So that kept it honest. And they also, before they changed the rule, whoever lost the election became the vice president.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's interesting.
You know what? Yeah, I read that. I think that's in the Constitution. There is some way in the Constitution where the president could be a Democrat and the vice president could be Republican or vice versa.
That shit's not happening anymore.
No, it's not.
You know that Constitution wasn't written that recently.
No, you know why? Because of Obama. He's a communist. He's changing the Constitution.
No, actually,
and he still has to get elected.
Now, I think slaves are going to get 3/5 or no, maybe 4/5 of a vote. I think they updated it.
Don't bring up things like that to those people because they never want to change the Constitution unless it has to do with like gay marriage or anything along those lines. Then you can change it. But otherwise, don't. Now, in the polls, Romney is basically, it's neck and neck and even Romney ahead by a point or two, depending on what you're looking at nationally. However, the reason a lot of the Democrats are relatively confident in some places, at least, I'm never confident, but it's because in the swing states that we're talking about, he has a little bit of a lead. He's opened up a little bit of a lead, lost a lot of it after the first debate, and now is getting some of it back. In Ohio, he's up by 5%. Wisconsin, he's opened up a 5 to 8 point lead, depending on which thing you're looking at. And in Ohio has a shitload of voters that are tied to the auto industry. And Romney has been getting trashed on the auto bailout when he opposed the federal funding for the auto bailout. Yes. So he now put out an ad and basically figured, you know what, let's just muddy up the waters a little bit. Doesn't really matter how true it is. As long as somebody believes it and somebody else doesn't really know what the hell is true, good enough. So let's listen to this.
Barack Obama says he saved the auto industry. But for who? Ohio or China? Well, under President Obama, GM cut 15,000 American jobs. But they're planning to double the number of cars built in China, which means 15,000 more jobs for China. And now comes word that Chrysler plans to start making Jeeps in, you guessed it, China.
They hating on China.
For China.
That was an ad in Toledo, WXKR.
They're making it for the Chinese market. It's like we have McDonald's and KFC over there, too. That doesn't mean that McDonald's is exporting jobs. They've expanded the business.
That's exactly right. And that is the lie in this ad. And so, I mean, and it was obvious to everyone that knows, but immediately the Obama campaign basically tried to seize on it. And I can understand why Romney would do it. You're saying if you're going to lose that, if you're worried you're going to lose that state because of that, you know, I mean, he's been known to flip-flop. That's one thing. But if you can just confuse people.
It's I like that announcer. The announcer was like, Barack Obama will eat white Christian children.
This was the response ad on BarackObama.com.
When the auto industry faced collapse, Mitt Romney turned his back. Even the conservative Detroit News criticized Romney for his wrongheadedness on the bailout. And now, after Romney's false claim of Jeep outsourcing to China, Chrysler itself has refuted Romney's lie. The truth? Jeep is adding jobs in Ohio. Mitt Romney on Ohio jobs? Wrong then.
Let Detroit go bankrupt.
Dishonest now.
That clip of him saying, let Detroit go bankrupt, has been killing him anytime the auto bailout's been brought up.
Well, even DJ heavily redacted. It also sounds like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
But it sounds like it was like he might have been saying, one thing we can't do is let Detroit go bankrupt.
You didn't build that clip that they just cut out the first half of the sentence?
Yeah. Even hot club DJs are using that as a sample in their let Detroit go bankrupt.
Nice.
By the way, he sounds like Richard Jenkins. And that would be the good casting choice for Romney in like movie of the week. The like game changer. Okay, imagine Richard Jenkins with a toupee like Romney, and then play a clip of Mitt Romney's voice.
I like it. I'm gonna have to find it.
Okay.
But here's the thing: is I'm gonna see if I can't edit together Richard Jenkins just talking with Romney's voice.
Yes, with Romney's.
But this was Chrysler's response because you know you have.
What?
You have the one ad, and then you have Obama's ad saying that's bullshit, but this was actually Chrysler's response to Romney.
Chrysler does intend to build Jeeps in China, but some accuse the ad of suggesting Chrysler will stop building Jeeps in the U.S. The auto company released this statement to clear up the confusion. Let's set the record straight. Jeep has no intention of shifting production of its Jeep models out of North America to China. It's simply reviewing the opportunities to return Jeep output to China for the world's largest auto market.
So it's exactly what Keith was saying, which was just because they're opening something up in China has nothing to do with them closing places here.
No, you know what? They should go to China. You know what? I just went to consumeraffairs.com, looked at the customer satisfaction rate of Jeeps. 1.1 out of 5 stars. 75% of consumers who were asked about their Jeeps 75% voted one star out of five in customer satisfaction. Maybe we should ship all Jeep production to China, and maybe it'll be all right.
I think it was a trade concession. China was like, we'll buy your Jeeps, because it was like made for their market, I think. We'll buy your Jeeps, but you can't make them anywhere but here.
There was no...
Buy them, like our citizens will buy the Jeeps.
That's what they're
like. They'd have to be little tiny Jeeps. They'd be like the little cutest Jeeps.
Oh, those are nice. But no, it is what it actually is it is literally, they have their companies here and now they're going to open, they're talking about opening a company over there. I'm sorry, a manufacturing plant over there and making Jeeps for the big Chinese market.
Yeah, and better than shipping them over, you know, the cost of shipping them over, that to be competitive and be able to sell them. That's good for them. No, global is fine. There's Coca-Cola bottling plants everywhere. You don't see anyone firebombing Coca-Cola.
No, that's the thing.
You were for exporting jobs.
Right, no, this was a total attempt on trying to muddy the waters on, oh, well, this was a strength of Obama, we're going to attack it.
Capital wouldn't do it that way.
that is partially true, yes. They just would have sent it over.
I fault the American consumer. The American consumer wants it all. I want everything at the cheapest price. So then we go, okay, we're going to make it in China. Oh, no. I want the cheapest price made in America. You can't have it both ways. You want the cheapest, we got to go with the cheapest labor, because that's what the CEOs always cut. To the CEOs, labor is the biggest expense. That's where they always make their cuts.
Well, that is why when you tell me that, well, if you just let them, if you cut back on taxes and let them just make more money, they're not going to just suddenly start hiring more people. They're still going to do it the cheapest possible way. Which, therefore, they're already
much sexier parties at the end of the year.
That is true. But the money stays with the same people.
We made this year.
That is true. But yet, it's being spent on the same people. It's not. They're not going to
snort a yacht. That was pretty impressive, Carl. Thanks, Rob.
They're not going to suddenly go, "Hey, we have all this extra cash. Let's just hire some extra people."
No, well, it's trickle down economics. Which these last few years
means
during,
piss on you.
Yeah,
we're pissing on you
during the economic crisis of the last few years. The richest of the rich got richer.
Yes.
And yet, then if trickle-down economics works, we should have all gotten richer then.
We did, but we did not. It partially worked. The pissing on us worked, but that's about it. All right, let's go overseas and check in on the Syrian civil war. That was Newsy Politics, by the way, that clip. The Syrian civil war from Newsy World. Listen to this.
Forces for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad struck at rebels from the air near their own capital of Damascus for the first time in the 20-month conflict. 18 casualties were recorded as a result of the airstrikes, though many more Syrians, both rebels and pro-Assad, were killed Monday and Tuesday in car bombings and shellings near Damascus. On Tuesday, one of Assad's high-ranking Air Force commanders fell victim to assassination, though the New York Times says it's unclear who was behind the killing. Although Syria's state TV says the commander was shot by rebels, other unconfirmed reports from Syria raise the possibility the general had been killed by government agents to prevent him from defecting. The violence comes at the end of a four-day ceasefire between President Assad and the rebels seeking to topple Syria's government, though the period was anything but peaceful.
First of all, how fucked up is a country when the commander of the Air Force gets killed and you're not sure if he was killed by the people he's fighting or his own people because he may defect? You don't even know what side's killing people anymore.
Maybe he was an asshole. Hated him.
That's quite possible. That is quite possible. It was Professor Plum with the candlestick got him.
And what's this word defect? Where did this word come from? Defect. I mean, if somebody goes to another country, how is it like if you go from Russia to somewhere else, if you go from Syria somewhere else, it's called defecting. But if my cousin's coming from Mexico, it's not defecting. Why is that?
Because he's sneaking in. He's sneaking in. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the difference. Defective? Maybe is he defective? But otherwise, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Well, I have a cousin who's defective. One leg is shorter than the other.
That's nice. He walks in a circle. That's nice. That is nice. Now, is it sad that in Syria, a four-day ceasefire just ended and nobody could tell?
Well, that's because they got confused on the spelling. They told them ceasefire. They thought it was seize fire.
Oh, well, in that case, good job by them. Well,
seize up.
Now, China has a plan. China came in with a proposal, but the proposal doesn't ask for... The proposal's not much different than the other ones, which is basically Kofi Annan went in, then they sent in Brahimi after Annan couldn't get anything done, and they basically come in and go, hey, guys, can you stop fighting? Stop fighting for a second.
And they wanted to send in a few thousand Jeeps.
Right. And then they hope from there, people just go, hey, you know, this not fighting thing works out pretty well. You're like, yeah, but that's it.
You know what they need in Syria? I got it. They need a storm.
Yes.
Give them a storm and all that. Let's stop with all this political bullshit, okay? Let's stop. That was my Syrian accent, by the way.
That was a fucking horrible Syrian accent.
There's chances are, to be perfectly honest, we're really good friends with Turkey, which borders Syria, right? Am I right
yes.
on that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's going on. I would imagine we have special ops and special forces
everywhere.
And people helping whatever opposition in Syria to the government could be. I don't know. I smell a big old government job. And I mean, you know, now airstrikes, it's a proper war now.
Well, it's almost 2 years. I mean, the fact is the rebels are not going to accept anything where the president's people get to stay in power. That's
put
not,
the rebel yell.
You're not helping. So they're not going, although you are hitting the high notes, which is not bad.
That's pretty good.
That was not bad. They're not going to do anything unless Assad has to step down. And even the Chinese proposal, although they may not have understood it because it's in Chinese, I believe, you had pointed that out to me, Sal.
No, Drew pointed that out.
They drove it down in a Jeep. They're like, here.
No, you know what? They were even fighting during the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which is a huge, where they make papier-mâché Muhammads. It's a big deal. And they even
But nobody's
fought.
Allowed to look at them?
Yes, exactly.
Nice. This is, I mean, I don't see an end to it. Until Assad steps down or gets killed, I don't see an end to it. Speaking of death, my childhood, a little more of my childhood was just purchased by Disney. I don't want to quote Han Solo, but
I got a bad feeling about this.
That was my Han. Not as good as your Syrian impression, but it was.
Or my Kenyan. My Kenyan was bad, too.
Your impression of your mom wasn't all that good. So Disney.
That was horrible.
Disney just bought basically the Star Wars franchise, Lucasfilm, for $4.05 billion.
Mm-hmm. And Lucas is going to use that money to get liposuction on his neck, I understand.
That should take all $4 billion of it, actually. Let's listen to this.
The Walt Disney Company has acquired Lucasfilm Limited for $4 billion, and the studio also announced that a Star Wars Episode 7 movie is targeted for a 2015 release. Beyond 2015, more feature films are expected to continue the Star Wars saga and grow the franchise well into the future. Now, Kathleen Kennedy is the current co-chairman of Lucasfilm and will become president of Lucasfilm. She will serve as executive producer on new Star Wars feature films, with George Lucas serving as creative consultant. Lucas continues, I'm confident that with Lucasfilm under the leadership of Kathleen Kennedy and having a new home within the Disney organization, Star Wars will certainly live on and flourish for many generations to come. Disney's reach and experience give Lucasfilm the opportunity to blaze new trails in film, television, interactive media, theme parks, live entertainment, and consumer products.
That was from IGN News. By the way, I think all he was listing there was just, hey, listen to all these other ways I can make money off of this deal.
They put a Kennedy in charge. She's going to be drinking. I mean,
wrong Kennedy. I think wrong Kennedy. I don't know.
Are they going to make prequels and sequels? Let me tell you something.
You know, they also got Indiana Jones.
They don't yet.
Oh, that's Lucas.
They don't.
Right.
No, they do not have that yet. Because
they don't.
They don't yet because I believe
with Lucasfilm. I thought.
No, he has part of it, but I believe another studio also has a stake in that, so they couldn't get that yet. They said they couldn't get it yet.
My problem is, you know, in the recent Prometheus was not a sequel or a prequel. It was in the same universe as Alien. So what they need to do with Star Wars...
No. Prometheus was a prequel.
It was a prequel. No, it was not.
Yeah, yes, it was.
It was not
it
a
was
prequel.
The same ship. It was the same named ship that's at the beginning of Alien.
Everything I've read about Prometheus, even quotes by Ridley Scott, was saying it's not a prequel.
And then you
right.
read
And then you
poorly.
Watch the movie yeah. and you're like, this is a prequel.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same ship that you see at the beginning of the other movie and what happened to that ship and then where they all went.
That's Are you
what,
saying Wikipedia is wrong? Is
I am saying, yes, I am.
Although what I did hear, Gus, that it was not the same ship, that the one that there's another one they get into to go take off in this next movie or whatever.
I'm talking about the crash ship, the one that.
Yeah, no, there's another ship that crashes that's the one in Alien. This wasn't exactly the same ship, but it was so close in the, you know.
Well, but my point is that what they need to do with
that
the
wasn't
Star Wars,
LV-246 or whatever, that was a different planet.
Is not make the prequels and the sequels and make just a new movie. In the same universe, that's not a prequel or a sequel. How about that?
Well, they may do
they
that.
Asked him, actually. They went up to George Lucas. They wrote to George the $4.05 billion, billion people. $4 billion check. They write George Lucas the $4 billion check. And then they go, George, we're really excited about this. Now tell us, what do you have planned? Are we going to do, like, take off from episode 3 and go between 3, you know, and 4? Or are you going to take off from, like, the end of 6 and go 7, 8, 9? And he looked at his check and he said, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm retired.
Well, he was already rich before.
Yes. Yeah, that is
now,
that is
Star Tours has been at Disneyland and successfully, I think Disney could take care of the brand. And I have to say that I'm glad that it's being totally commoditized into series and this and more movies, because then kids might eventually go back and see the first movie I fell in love with in 1977.
Which is true, although that other kids sing it doesn't necessarily make my enjoyment of it any better. And
no, but how
there's
this?
Just something weird about Disney owning everything, slowly accumulating everything I had as a kid. Like, I'm pretty sure, like I said, they're negotiating right now for the purchase of my bar mitzvah tape.
That's a sex tape, by the way.
Just the ending.
They just acquired Secret Clive ending. Barker's the Hellraiser series. It's really edited for TV. But
you know what's going to suck is they're going to put Disney music. They're going to have like Celine Dion singing the theme from Star Wars and shit. It's going to go all that whole route.
Would you guys, now honestly, now do you think, I mean, here's the thing. Is the first, the episode 4, 5, and 6, the original three, obviously huge, huge, huge success. 1, 2, and 3, episodes 1, 2, and 3, the later three that were made, the prequels, critically nowhere close. Still made a good amount of money, especially the last one, episode 3, was the highest grossing movie of that year.
Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it more than episode 1 and 2.
Really?
Yes.
Because you don't think Star Wars is kind of like Britney Spears today? Like, Britney Spears hasn't done shit in 10 years. She's making a living off what she did when she was young. So, like, the Star Wars franchise is still earning bucks off what they did off episode 4, 5,
it's
and 6.
It's more like Madonna pulling out the old cone bra. when she does on stage as part of her tour, she'll do her old song, her old music, but she'll also do a stage thing in costumes from the old days. So it's kind of like that. Anytime you see a guy in the Jedi robes and whip out the fucking lightsaber, you know, it's going to be like Spy Kids. I totally predict it's going to be like Spy Kids, Spy Kids 3D. It's going to have that tone, and it's going to have kid Jedis running around that aren't Jake Lloyd.
That's what would bother me.
Everyone's going to get younger.
That's what I'm saying. That's what would bother me.
Didn't bother you. Yoda didn't bother you, but...
No, well, first of all, I was a kid. I was a kid.
And they have good diversity, because they have blue people and black people and white people and...
Yoda
Asian people and
Yoda being CGI.
All the furry people.
Yoda being CGI bothered me. That pissed me off. I want Yoda to be a puppet.
Why? Does he want someone's hand in his ass?
I want a hand.
You want Frank Oz in a suit?
He's dead now, right?
I don't think Frank. Did you kill Frank Oz? Is Frank Oz dead?
I don't know.
I'm confusing Frank Oz with Jim Henson.
Frank Oz, if you're here, call in 800-893-9562.
I heard something about Frank Oz too. I wasn't.
Oh, God. I think you guys killed off Frank Oz?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, that's all right. Disney's
probably
buy him anyway. Disney
he's
will
like,
buy
what?
Him anyway.
I'm on dead. They said on Twitter, I'm dead. Shit.
That would suck.
Him and Sinbad and Morgan Freeman, right?
Oh, God.
So would you guys see a new Star Wars comes out,
yes.
2015,
yes.
Episode 7? You're going to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, now, obviously, you can change your mind if you see the preview and you're like, oh, my God, this thing is horrible. There's four different roles played by Keanu Reeves. Okay, fair enough. You may not go see it. But
I want to see the continuing adventure of Jimmy Smits. I want to meet and find the poker game where they sold the Millennium Falcon to fucking Lando to Han.
That would be nice.
I want to see the Cloud City again. I'd love to see it go between episode 3 and 4.
But they're not going to do that, though. Episode 7 is going to be episode 7.
Bullshit.
I will pass that on when I see him. I'm a little surprised. I was curious whether just you being in the world you're in, whether you would be hesitant to make fun of Disney in any way, shape, or form.
No, it's fine. It's
Blacklist, like, look, Mr. Coogan.
Look, they took care of the Marvel brand just fine.
Yes,
with Iron Man and Avengers. I think they'll do just fine with Star Wars.
Wait, I thought that was Marvel Studios. With Disney owns Marvel Studios?
That's what I'm saying. They do now. They bought it.
When was this?
When they realized how much freaking money it was going to make a few years ago.
They were snorting yachts up their nose. Yes. They were like, let's keep buying shit.
A few years ago, they went, holy shit, these things are going to be huge. And yeah, bought it all.
I wonder if they're going to own the toy rights too, because, you know, the toys are huge. And I wonder if Disney's going to own the toys.
Oh, I'm sure,
$258 million a year.
Yeah.
They have a toy aisle. It's the only toy at Toys R Us that has its own aisle.
Yeah, and they own that.
Because I shoplift them.
All right, let's talk a little sports. Since we had our last show, there's been a World Series champion. The San Francisco Giants have won 2 of the last 3 years, which, with a smaller payroll, great pitching, a great nickname in Kung Fu Panda, who won the MVP, which is nice. I want to listen to the losing Detroit Tigers losing manager.
You beat the A's, you swept the Yankees. What happened in this series?
Well, it was freaky. I don't know. I would have never guessed that we would have swept the Yankees, and I never would have guessed the Giants would have swept us. But I want to first start by congratulating the Giants, and there was nothing fluky about it. I mean, if it goes seven games and somebody gets a bloop or something, maybe you were as good as they were, and they caught a break. They didn't catch any breaks. They beat us. They swept us. They were the better team. They beat us four straight. I mean, you have nothing to complain about. You know, we didn't hit enough. We didn't score runs.
Was that Chris Christie?
That was Jim Leland, who was probably not much less happy than Chris Christie at that point in time. They had just lost. He's nothing but class. I mean, you can hear him. He doesn't take anything. Immediately congratulates the other team. Doesn't try to diminish anything. Just says, hey, they played better than us. They deserve it.
You know what? You know why I'm really excited about this, especially because I voted no on Prop 8. I support gay rights. And you know, San Francisco, you know, it shows that gays can play baseball. They're great at pitching and catching.
Well played, sir. Either one of you guys baseball fans?
Sliding into third.
Nice reference. Either one of you guys baseball fans?
I used to play baseball when I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a left fielder, so I had a lot of time on my hands.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? I was told when I was in Little League, and I would stand in the outfield, and I would get bored because nobody can reach the outfield. So I used to, find a weed, and I would, pick it and spin around, and I didn't realize parents were watching me. I was just looking for shit to do before the ball would be hit to me.
And ironically, you still love weed.
Yeah. Not that kind of weed. I was quite an athlete as a child, apparently. Like, hey, that's my son spinning around in left field looking bored. Here's the thing. NBA started. Well, first of all, you've been here your whole life. You a Dodger fan? You don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm a Dodger fan.
It seems
he's sitting next to a Mexican. He has to say that.
Steve Garvey, Steve Yeager years from
So you need that right there is enough history to like the Dodgers, and then you can just sit back until they're good.
I did see Kevin Gross throw his no hitter. I was there that
night.
It was nice.
That's a better baseball experience.
I was in Palm Springs, I think, listening to it on a motorcycle radio. Someone parked on Highway 111 or whatever in the little party area, and they hear the one-handed fucking home run from Kurt.
Yeah.
Kurt Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the limp around the bases.
Yep. Everyone going nuts. Those are some great games.
That was incredible. I remember that. Does that make you a Laker fan as well?
I am a Laker, a King, a Dodger. I was a huge Raiders fan too. We don't have a fucking football team.
No, in a few years.
Who's the Mexican in this room? Is it me or Keith?
He's from Los Angeles. He knows what the safe answers are.
Where are you from? Malibu. Don't hurt me.
I like who I'm supposed to like. The NBA just started. Lakers got a whole bunch of new people. They have Dwight Howard now. They have Steve Nash along with Kobe. But right now they haven't won a game. If you include the preseason and the end of last season, they've lost 13 straight. They're 0-3, I believe, this year. People are starting to panic already. The Clippers are already playing well. Lakers are not. Got any predictions? Who's going to meet in the finals this year?
I can't give you my predictions, Ken. I can only give you my hope and dream.
Give me your hope and dream.
Well, a couple years back, I was part of a promotional campaign for the San Antonio Spurs. That we shot three commercials. And they promised me, they said, if the Spurs make it to the playoffs again, we're going to bring you guys back, and we're going to do another promotional campaign. So go San Antonio. Kick ass.
Nice. Keith, you got anyone? Or are you just going to pull for the Lakers?
Lakers, always.
Nice. I think.
But we have to be losing by 3 points with the minute 23 to go. And then I feel pretty good about the game. If we're ahead, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
gonna
that's.
They're going to blow it fast. God, they just got raped on the court.
You sound like me. That sounds
about
right.
Yeah, they can be back there. The only way is if he forces it. Oh, he did it. Yeah. Oh, and he made the shot.
That sounds about right. I see the same two teams. I see the Heat and Oklahoma, and sadly, I see the Heat winning again.
I always get frustrated, though. Why can't the Lakers play like that at the top of the game rather than only when you have to?
Does that drive you nuts when your team seems to only be good in panic time? Yeah, that drives me nuts. All right, let's get the headlines.
You know who that was? That was actually Jackie Coogan.
That could have been Jackie Coogan. That could have been. By the way, I mean, if kids were selling newspapers like that, I would kill that kid. There's no way.
He was the kid.
That was, no, not Jackie Coogan.
They were
Jackie
spam Coogan of the old days. You're just walking down the street trying to get a coffee, and they're like, extra, extra, fuck kid.
Can we get some legislation on this?
All right, so let's get to headlines. Jerry Sandusky has been transferred to the site of his future rape and murder in a maximum security prison in southwest Pennsylvania.
You think he's going to give or take?
God, I think he's going to take and hopefully take a hard.
Can I tell you guys this as a movie fan? I am offended that they call Sandusky a predator. I'm offended because that disgraces one of my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Want some candy?
I ain't got time to bleed from the rectum.
That doesn't matter with you people. In the former president of Penn State University, Graham Spanier, accused and charged with child endangerment, perjury, and criminal conspiracy. All felonies. Two other officials, Tim Curley and former Vice President Gary Schultz, will also be on trial here shortly.
Curley and Schultz now appearing at the Borscht Belt.
It's the worst Stooges routine ever. One of the stranger tragedies related to Hurricane Sandy, the HMS Bounty, which was a ship built for the 1962 Marlon Brando film Mutiny on a Bounty, and appeared in a couple of Pirates of the Caribbean movies, sank off the coast of North Carolina, killing a captain and a crew member.
How could the Bounty sink? We all know Bounty is the quicker picker-upper.
The captain did go down with the ship, so we have to honor a captain that does that kind of shit.
You do. I got nothing but love for the captain.
That's fucking hardcore. Going down with the fucking ship.
Wait, are you supposed to go down with the ship even if everyone else is already off the ship?
Yeah.
Really?
No, you can save yourself if everybody else is good. You have to die.
The captain goes down with the fucking ship.
The worst job ever.
What if the airline pilot?
Why are they sailing? Why are they sailing a movie prop?
Because you take that shit out to sea. So did you see what happened to all the marinas?
Did you see what happened to this boat?
Did you see what happened to the marinas and the docks?
Yeah.
All pushed and strapped and the docks wasted and the boats up on shore and wrecked. Man, the best chance it has is out at sea.
Apparently they didn't do that well.
Or what is it? So the captain and they rescued 14. So and then the one
14
woman died,
they rescued 14 of the 16.
So there were 16.
Yes.
Running a huge ship like that, a Pirates of the Caribbean ship?
Yeah.
14 with the ropes and the masts and
just because the ship is old.
That's fucking a lot. They better have good legs on them.
Well, they don't.
In a 14, storm?
Two
that's
of the,
crazy.
Two of the 16 people were dead, so they don't. It was, yeah. wasn't a great idea.
You gotta
were
be a pirate.
By another ship, like with just a rope, you know, like we do in LA. We're like, put some bungee on that. We'll fucking tow it.
I know it's supposed to be, it's a replica of an old ship, but you have modern technology. We knew that storm was coming. I don't understand it. 82-year-old Academy Award winner Gene Hackman was not arrested after slapping around a homeless guy for a while.
Well, Lex Luthor is an evil bastard.
According to Santa Fe police, Hackman acted in self-defense when he slapped a homeless man who was being aggressive and abusive to he and his wife.
Oh, he kept yelling, "Where's the package? Where's the package? Tell me where the package is. Is it safe?"
The funny thing is this guy said he told police that he yelled at Gene, "Gene, you are just another Clint Eastwood. You're nothing but an empty chair." And he says, Gene, quote, "That's when he pummeled me."
Dude,
if you get beaten up by an 82-year-old, you know what? You deserve it.
Was Keith's reference older than mine?
No references are older than yours.
Was that a French Connection reference?
No, that was it's a movie called The Package.
Okay.
With Gene Hackman.
I thought it was a French Connection.
Gene Hackman. Then I said, is it safe? Which was the marathon man.
Yeah. Well, because we were talking about the marathon earlier.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian may have another sex tape leaking soon. At what point do you switch from... Yeah, that's right. At what point do you switch from celebrity with a sex tape to just porn star?
Same
boyfriend, original tape. Apparently that one needed a sequel. So,
but you know what, though? The great thing is, since Christy Canyon retired, we finally got another hot Armenian porn star.
And she has
and she has a new line of makeup. It covers your shame.
Oh, nicely played, sir. A parent human Pez dispenser, the Octomom, has decided to go to rehab to deal with anxiety. Who would have thought having a small village of people walking out of your uterus would have been stressful?
You know who got her to go?
Yeah, I know who claims he got her to go. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan's dad?
Michael Lohan.
Yeah, who?
He's just knocking on doors randomly. Yeah. He's like, Dr. Drew, Lindsay, can I do an intervention? You, hey, you got, ooh, look at all those kids.
Apparently he's dying to be connected to two celebrities in a downward spiral.
Apparently one of her kids was watching her porno on a phone.
No.
And the nanny had said, like, hey, what are you looking at that? And talked to the Octomom and was like, we need to put, like, some sort of safety thing on there. And she's like, okay, well, we'll put, like, a password or whatever. And the assistant couldn't figure out the password. And so they just didn't put any sort of, like, adult settings or whatever. So the kid had, like, looked up his mom and then found the porn and was watching it on the iPhone.
Strangely enough, when you have 14 kids in your house, it's probably not the strangest thing you've seen.
I'm trying to find her porn on my iPhone right now.
Look up Paul Rudd naked.
She looks like Paul Rudd to me now. I don't understand.
They should have called Child Protective Services the moment that news story first leaked, and they should have been waiting there with 8 catcher's mitts.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, you're not keeping these kids.
You want to talk about equal pay in the workplace? The Virgin's Wanted website held 2 auctions last week to buy the right to have sex with a virgin. One for a girl named Katarina who made $780,000, and one for a guy named Alex who sold for $3,000.
I think I could get more.
You think?
I think I can get more than $3,000.
We should try it. I like it. I do like the effort. All right, guys, we are running low on time. I want to thank my guests very, very much. Sal, what do you got coming up, buddy?
I invite everyone to listen to our show right here on SkidRowStudios.com. It's called Registered Ear Offenders. I'm co-hosted by Chris Z every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Keith, what do you got?
The Call Sheet, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific.
Nah, look at you. Shorten that shit right up. Get
He's
it on
once
a business
again on
card.
Quaaludes.
And it repeats every morning at 9 a.m.
I would like
here
to thank
SkidRowStudios.com.
I would like to thank you guys both for being here. Thank everybody for listening. This is the weekly wrap-up. Like us on Facebook. We will catch you next week.